give that shit up, you can concentrate on golf.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
You play ball like a girl!
Are ye ready?
Boom, boom.
Season 2, a Roy Orbison tattoo quiz is underway. So welcome, Paul and Massey.
Hiya, Colm. Hiya, Paul. Happy Christmas to you guys.
Yeah, how are things, lads? Best luck now here, Massey.
I'm just putting it out there that it's a one-off. Paul, you got beaten in a best of 8 or 9 series.
It was a draw. It was a draw when it finished. I'll go back and go through it if you want. It was a draw.
Do go back through it again because I won.
You didn't. It was a draw, but anyway.
So I'm nice and relaxed here, Paul, so I don't mind.
Okay, well, it's the big one. This is the Christmas party drinks bought by the loser. So away we go. Rules are very, very simple. Let me get this thing working. There we go. So start off for the first question. It's first name. Call your name and away we go. And that person will be in charge, okay? If you get the answer correct, you get the next question as well. If you get 3 questions in a row right, it automatically passes over to the next person, okay? So you can get 3 in a row, and then the other person can get 1 wrong, then you can get 3 in a row again and stuff like that, okay? So once you get them right, you're in the pole position. That's basically it. So may the best man win. If there's any different rules before each round, I will let you know. Okay, so round number 1. Who said it? You think you can win on talent alone?
Paul.
Herb
Brooks in Miracle.
The answer is Herb Brooks in Miracle. Correct. That's 1 for Paul. And Paul gets the board. Question number 2. Take care of your balls and they'll take care of you. So that's for you, Paul.
Patches O'Houlihan and Dodgeball.
The answer is Patches O'Houlihan and Dodgeball. So that's 2 points for Paul. Off to a flyer. Question number 3. Hey, hang on a minute. There's 28 names here. I only picked 26.
Mike Bassett, England manager.
The answer is Mike Bassett, England manager. Correct, Paul. You've got 3 on the trot. And it now passes over to Mossy for the next question. Now, if Mossy gets it wrong, it goes back to Paul. If Paul gets it correct, Paul takes control of the board. Is that okay? If both of you get it incorrect, the board will stay with whoever answered first. Question 4 from Mossy. Haven't you guys been training in the off season?
Gordon Bombay.
The answer is Gordon Bombay, Mighty Ducks 2. Good man, Mossy. 1 on the board. Question number 5. And that's coming from a broken down punk like me.
Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday.
Ooh. And have to pass it over to Paul O'Brien. And I'm going to give you 5, 4.
I say
3.
Rocky 2.
Who said it?
Mickey.
The answer is Mickey Goldmill. Correct, Paul. And you reclaimed the board. Question number 6. You'll have bad times, but it'll always wake you up to the good stuff you weren't paying attention to.
That's actually a really good quote. I think it's from Remember the Titans.
Coach Boone. Incorrect. I'm passing it off to Mossy.
I'm going to go Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights is incorrect. So the board stays with Paul. The answer was Sean McGuire from Good Will Hunting. Question number 7, and it'll stay with Paul. We didn't play, we didn't die for each other.
It's a 50-50 one here, Paul, I think.
Sorry, what's that?
Mossy, you can refrain from comment, please, until after the man has answered the question.
I think you'll find, Mossy, I have the board at the moment.
I need an answer and I need 5 seconds.
Friday Night Lights.
Incorrect. Mossy, over to you.
Remember the Titans.
Incorrect. John O'Many, A Year Till Sunday.
Oh my God, I can't believe you got that one wrong.
And I can't believe it either. And the board stays with you, Paul. Question number 8.
Many questions is there?
12 in each round.
Okay. Round 1.
I made 1 decision in my life based on money and I swore I would never do it again.
Brad Pitt, Moneyball.
Paul, you are correct. It was Billy Bean. Brad Pitt's character, Moneyball. Question number 9, and Paul, you still have the board for this. We're in the business of winning.
It is Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday.
Incorrect. Over to you, Mossy.
We're in the business of winning.
It's only four left.
I'm going to go with... We're in the business of winning. Friday Night Lights. Sorry.
Correct.
Friday Night Lights.
Correct, Mossy. I have to take a first answer. Yeah,
thanks.
And who was the coach, Mossy?
Coach Gaines.
Good man. Correct. Question number 10. Mossy has the board. Was he blocking after the whistle? Then what was the flag for?
Remember the Titans.
Incorrect. Over to you, Paul. I'm going to have to give you a 5 second countdown, Paul.
No, don't be putting pressure on someone like that.
Time two, is finite. Five,
one.
No, zero, hang on. Two. I'm finding it very difficult to think when you two are talking.
Well, you've got 3 seconds left. Think.
The
zero.
No, hang on. No, stop. It's gone.
Time is up, Paul. The answer was Coach Cotton from The Blind Side.
Oh,
the board stays with Mossy.
No, I was well aware of that fact.
Well, you should have answered it.
He has kept talking.
All you had to say was Coach Cotton, The Blind Side, and we would have stopped talking. Question number 11 stays with Mossy. It's on match day he ought to be.
Clash the Ash.
It's on match of the day. Sorry, it's on match of the day he ought to be. And you're correct. It's Mick Barry from Clash of the Ash. That's another score from Mossy. And the question 12, Mossy still has the board. I don't scratch my head unless it itches, and I don't dance unless I hear some music. There's only one film that we haven't gone through yet. Mossy, time is ticking. I'm going to give you 5 seconds.
I'm going to go with... We said Miracle already, didn't we?
3, 2, 1.
Clash the Ash.
I'm going to hand it off to Paul. Paul, I'm going to hand it over to you. Don't scratch my head unless it itches. I don't dance unless I hear music. I hear music, some music. And I got 5 seconds, Paul.
Yeah, we only got 5 seconds. Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is correct. Another score for Paul Herman Boone.
So we're allowed to play after the time's up. Fair enough.
The score after round one is Paul 6, Mossy 3, and Paul holds the board for the start of round two.
Just to clarify, we're allowed to give our answers after time's up then, yeah?
Yeah, it'll be at judge's discretion.
Okay.
So opposition is the next one. Opposition and teams, because one or two of them didn't have an opposition that we couldn't.
How many rounds, Cullum?
4 rounds, Mossy.
Grand.
Nice and quick.
And is it 12 in each?
12, 10, and 12 with bonus questions.
Just
get on with it. Paul, question number 2 in your 2 in a row. Who beat England in the semi-final of the World Cup and Mike Bassett, England Mossy. Manager? No, it's Paul's call. Paul has the board. Paul carries the board over from the last round.
Even from different rounds, okay.
Yeah, he carried it through. And this is his second question.
Argentina.
Incorrect. Paul Mossy.
Germany.
Incorrect. The answer was Brazil.
Okay.
Okay, Paul, you still hold the board. What state did T.C. Williams Titans play in?
Yeah, South Carolina.
Incorrect. Mossy, over to you.
Alabama.
Incorrect. The answer was Virginia. Question number 3, still with Paul. What country did the USA beat in the gold medal match in the 1980 Winter Olympics?
USSR.
Incorrect. That was the semi-final.
Oh, sugar.
Norway. Mossy.
Incorrect. It was actually
Sweden.
Finland.
Oh.
Man, Mossy, you almost got it by keeping name in all the Scandinavian countries. Paul, it's still with you, Paul.
We should have watched these films, Paul.
You should have watched them, yeah. What city were the opposition of Permian High School in the state final? So, Paul, it's with you.
Houston.
Incorrect. Mossy, over to you.
Austin,
Massachusetts.
Austin, Permian Panthers in the state final is like they're a Texas high school.
Yeah. So, what city were their opposition team that they played in the final?
So it wasn't Austin, Texas. So
incorrect. No. Incorrect.
That's what I said. I said Austin the first place.
I know. And I was having a pun on Road Trip where she says Austin, okay. Austin, Massachusetts. But I know that.
Okay. Sorry.
Dallas Carter was the answer.
Okay.
It's gone bad. Paul, you still hold the board. Rocky fought Apollo on what holiday day? So, Paul, it's with you. So, what national holiday day did he fight Apollo in Rocky 2?
July 4th.
Incorrect. Over to you, Massey.
Thanksgiving.
Correct. And Massey takes the board. Thanksgiving. Question number 5. Who were Average Joe's first opponents in the dodgeball competition? The specific name doesn't have to be, but...
The Girl Scouts.
Correct, Massey. And Massey, you've got one more in your round. Who were Fermoy's opponents when Phil was sent off in Clash of the Ash?
They're a crowd from Cork.
That's correct, Massey, but you have to be a bit more specific than that.
They were Bandon.
Incorrect.
Mitchellstown.
Correct, and Paul takes back the board.
Cheese country.
And question 8, Paul. Who did Galway lose to in the National Football League quarter-final in 1998?
Oh, this is a big one now, because if I get this wrong, I've lost the board.
I'd be struggling on this one, I'll be honest with you.
Do you know what? I actually think it's Mayo.
Incorrect. Over to you, Massey.
Offaly.
Correct, and Massey retakes the board and the comeback is on. Question number 9, Massey. Who did Mighty Ducks beat in the first game of the Junior Goodwill Games in LA?
They beat one of Jamaica.
Incorrect. Over to you, Paul.
I'm going to say it was the Trinidad and Tobago team.
Correct. And Paul retakes the board.
Yes. Would you have got that if I didn't say Jamaica?
No. I knew it wasn't Jamaica because of, we'll say, Cool Runnings, but I knew it was a pure guess.
The Caribbean teams, yeah.
Pure guess in the Caribbean teams.
Remember the slick jerseys they had? So, Paul, you read
it. They weren't slick.
They were beautiful. Paul, in Moneyball, which team did Bean poach Peter Brand from?
Again, good question. South Carolina
is not
answer when I don't know.
No, Massey, have you a guess?
The Indians.
What's their first name?
Cleveland.
Correct, Massey.
Well done, Massey. That's a good answer. Fair play to you.
Massey retakes the board. Question 11. What NFL team drafted Michael Orr, Massey?
Baltimore.
Correct. And last question in the round. So, Massey, this will be your third one in a row. Professor Lambeau shares his name with which NFL team's home stadium?
Green Bay Packers.
Good man, Massey. And Paul, you're starting the next round because Massey has got 3 in a row there.
Okay. Oh, that's...
So round 3 is going to be scores. Now, the current score after round 2 is Massey is on 9 and Paul is on 8. So we've had a small turn up for the Bucks on the first round.
Okay. That is a bigger swing than Trump and Biden.
So Mossy got 6 of them 12 correct, did he?
Correct, and you got 2 only.
Hmm.
Do you want to go back through which ones you got correct?
No. Look, I'll trust you.
Look, we can listen if you want. If you ever decide to listen back to one of the episodes, you might listen to this and you can affirm.
He got Mitchellstown and he got the Trinidad Tobago race, Paul, just to let you know.
Mossy had Green Bay, Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Indians, Offaly, the Girl Scouts, Thanksgiving. Okay. Herman Boone, what was the average score we gave him? So give it to a 0.1 of a decimal place. So as in 5.1 or 3.1, 4.4. And whoever's the closest gets the point. Now, some people we didn't give mark to. So Mike Bassett, John O'Mahony, we didn't mark. And we didn't mark Sean McGuire. So we have 10 in this round. So Mike... Herman Boone, what did we give him as the average score?
4.8.
Massey. Oh, sorry, I meant to say this round will alternate every second one. Is that okay for first call?
And is it's the nearest, the person nearest to it?
Nearest, the person nearest, yeah. So that's why we're alternating every second one.
4.7.
Lassie is correct. It's 3.3 was the score. 3.33.
You know what? I actually mixed him up.
Yeah, I think that's right. Question number two. So, Massey, you're going first for this one. Herb Brooks.
4.7.
Okay, and Paul?
I actually think it's 4.75 is the answer.
So,
I'm going to go 4.8.
The answer was 4.83. So, Paul gets the point there.
Oh, well done, Paul.
See, you went for the low-hanging fruit on the last one, Mossy.
That was a cheap old score, the last one. But look, yeah, it was a good way. It was a percentage play.
Yeah, it was a percentage play because I got Herb Brooks and Herman Boone mixed up because they're the same initials.
So, Paul, you're going first here. Coach Gary Gaines from Friday Night Lights.
2.5.
Okay, and Mossy.
2.4.
2.13, Massey gets another point.
Well done, Moss.
Right, so Massey, you're first for the next one, which is Mickey Goldmill.
3.1.
And Paul?
2.9.
The answer is 3.83, so another score for Massey. He did much significantly better in this one than he did the last one. I think we actually upped his score after a bit of reconsideration last time. But I don't know. Paul, you're first here, are you? Yes. Patches O'Hoolahan.
2.4.
Lassie.
2.5.
Yes, it was. 3.5. Another one from Massey.
He's dominating, isn't he?
He's
be the first win ever for him.
Well, look, you had a couple of individual wins. Next one. Massey, you're first here, are you?
Yeah.
I'm losing my own train of thought. Mick Barry. From Clash of the Ash.
One.
Paul.
1.2.
0.66. So another one for Massey. Paul, Gordon Bombay.
One.
Massey.
1.1.
1.75.
Hi, Massey.
Massey, Billy Bean.
4.1.
Paul?
4.2.
Congratulations, Paul. You've got one correct. 4.5. So, Paul, Coach Cotton.
2.2.
Massey.
1.5.
Correct, Massey. Another one. And Leanne Tui. Massey.
This to me. I'm sorry. Leanne got
4.1. Paul?
4.
The answer is 4.2. So, scores after round 3. I've seen a significant jump. That's Massey 17, Paul 10. But all is not lost. There's 24 points up for grabs in the final round. So, we will start off this round with a name call. So first person to say their name gets the chance to answer the question first. Is that okay?
Okay.
So round 4, true or false. Maradona makes a cameo in the Mike Bassett England manager.
Massey.
Massey.
False.
And it is false, Massey. Correct. And Massey, you also get a bonus question with this. What world famous player did have a major cameo in the movie?
Pele.
Correct, Massey. So you get 2 points for that round. Now you hold it. That bonus question does not count as 3 in a row.
Okay.
Question number 2, Massey. Boone took the team for a training camp in Gettysburg College. True or false?
True, not the Gettysburg.
The answer is true. And for a bonus question, what decade was the famous Battle of Gettysburg? Was it 1860s, 1870s, or 1880s? 1860s. Correct, Mossy. Off to Flyers, nearly an unassailable lead here. Last question for Mossy, if he gets it right. Herb was the head coach of Boston College before taking the Olympic shawl. False is correct, Mossy. How many NCAA titles did he win with Minnesota Golden Gophers?
Three.
Correct, Mossy. And you've got a pretty sizable lead. And we're back to Paul. So, Paul, you're up. Question number four for Paul. The Permian and Dallas character agreed to play the state final in the Cowboy Stadium.
True.
It's false, I'm afraid. So, Mossy, you get a shot at the bonus question because Paul got that wrong. What was the name of the NFL team who played in the Houston Astrodome in 1988, Mossy?
The Houston Oilers.
Correct, Mossy. And Mossy, you get the board for the next question. It's getting to a stage now, Paul, where you need a clean run. Rocky suffered a broken eye socket in the first fight with Apollo, which forced him to retire.
He had to protect his eye, so he did retire. So it's true.
Incorrect. It was a detached retina is what it was. So, Paul, you get the option. You get the chance to steal a point here and get the board back. What measures does he take in the rematch to protect the injury?
He changes his style of boxing.
To what?
Away from southpaw to orthodox.
Correct, Paul. And I should give you an extra bonus point for the interruption there and for being forced into extra questions. Right, Paul, you've got the board back, so you've got a chance for three in a row coming up. Patches was a former ADAA champion.
What does ADAA stand for?
Doesn't matter.
Well,
I look, that's the question. The question's in front of you.
Yes, he is.
Correct. You're true, Paul. It's true. No, Paul. The next for the bonus. What does ADAA stand for?
Association Alliance.
Incorrect. I'm showing off to Mossy for the steal just for this, but you don't get the main board for the bonus.
American Dodgeball Association Associates.
Incorrect. It was the American Dodgeball Association of America.
Yeah.
So, Paul, you still have the board. For Moy wear yellow and black as their team colours in the movie Clash of the Ash.
True.
Correct, Paul. For a bonus, what colours were their opponents in the game that Phil Kelly got sent off in?
Sorry, Mitchellstown and blue.
No, incorrect. Over to Mossy for the steal of the bonus point.
Green.
Incorrect, Mossy. It was green and red.
Oh, that's you could have said.
I gave you a chance. No, no, I couldn't.
Okay, no, it's okay.
So, Paul, you still have this question, Paul, to keep the board, and this is your third question. The bottom line here is we want to win the All Ireland. John O'Mahony said this after the Connacht final. True or false?
True.
False was after the All-Ireland semi-final. So Mossy, you've got a chance for the bonus question, Mossy. What did Galway beat Derry by in the All-Ireland semi-final? 3, 5, or 7 points?
5 points.
5 points is correct. It was 16-8. So Mossy, the board is back with you. The Iceland coach, the dentist, was a former National Hockey League player.
True.
It is true, Mossy. What was the injury, for the bonus, that derailed Bombay's comeback as a player? Was it his ankle injury, a knee injury, or a hip injury?
Ankle.
Paul, I'm throwing it over to you. Correct. Mossy, you keep the board because you got the first question right. Billy Beane turned down a $12.5 million a year contract to become the GM of the New York Yankees.
False.
False. It was the Red Sox. Correct, Mossy. And what year did Boston break the curse of the Bambino?
2004.
Correct, Mossy. And last one for you, Mossy. Michael went to college in LSU, Louisiana State University.
False.
False is correct. He went to Ole Miss. What is Ole Miss nickname? The football team.
Oh, shh. The Reds. I go Ole Mississippi. Oh, Mississippi. I go the Pirates for some mad reason.
Incorrect, Matthew. So it's going over to Paul. And Paul, a clue is it's the same team, same nickname that we supported in Las Vegas that time. And
caught him, to be honest with you.
Okay, and it's you've got blood, you've got their blood running through your veins as well.
Rebels, I think.
Correct, Paul, correct. So Paul,
it's a bad state of affairs when I'm being given a real soft bit of help like
Massey's
that.
Massey's not even complaining.
In fairness, if it was a match now, he'd be taking off your best players and giving the bench a run.
Paul, last question. Question 12. The college that Will works as a janitor is Massachusetts Institute of Technology. True or false?
True.
Correct. For the bonus, what college is Skyler a student at?
Harvard.
Correct. And that is the end. So the scoreline.
I'm anticipating this now. Go on. Good build up here, Cullum.
Well, if we'd stopped after Massey, if you'd stopped after round three, you'd have the same score Paul now has, which is 17 points, and Massey currently has 30. So a fairly substantial win for Mr. Massey Burke. Congratulations, Massey.
Thanks, Cullum. Thank you. Unlucky there, Paul. Just the questions didn't suit you tonight.
No, I suppose a lot of that superficial stuff that happens in films, I don't really be paying a huge amount of attention to. I'm always looking to try and go the extra mile and trying to look a little bit deeper for our listeners to give them valid content every Tuesday morning, you know?
It's pity then you weren't any good at the John O'Mahony questions there that actually were relevant to real life.
Okay.
Okay, but just, you can't win them all, Paul. You just can't win them all. Hopefully you have more luck in the third series.
Yeah.
So,
third time lucky.
Well, look, it was a draw after season one. I think we've clarified that already.
I think if you haven't clarified that, you go back and recount that.
I will, and I will come to the same conclusion. So that's it for season two. So I suppose any highlights on it, Paul or Massey, for yourselves? Who's your favourite coach? Let me ask that a different way. Your senior hurling club or senior football club, you want a coach to be your manager to see if he can get you over the line. Who do you want?
Herb Brooks
for Massey. Paul?
Yeah, do you know what? Herb Brooks for me, yeah.
Okay, and if you're a junior B team and you want to coach yourself to crack and you don't want your manager bursting your balls, who do you want?
I would go with... I think I would go and just try and think back there now. Mike Bassett.
Paul?
I was actually going to say Mike Bassett, but I'm not going to agree again. And the reason I'm not going to agree is because most junior B managers are actually like Mike Bassett. I'm going to go with Patches O'Hoolan.
Very good. Very good. And if there was one coach...
Purely because of what he might bring to the session.
Yeah, the after party after the junior B Scarf or county final. And last one, if you had a child playing under 8, which coach would you like to be their manager? Or which of these would you like to be their head coach or manager?
You can answer that there first, Paul.
And it wouldn't be Mike Bassett, would it?
No, I tell you who it is. No doubt about it. Leanne Toohey.
Yeah, okay. Paul?
I'm going to go with Billy Bain because he put good old structure on it and he wouldn't let unique and unorthodox talents slip through the net.
Yeah, I'd say he could see value in everybody, I'd say. I'm thinking Billy Bain as well. But yeah, look, I think it was overall a good season, and some good coaches and some bad coaches, and we'll do an old a poll for the people of the world to vote over the next couple of weeks.
What was your favorite film from it, lads? Our surprises.
Do you know what? I was very surprised with Year Till Sunday. I actually really, really enjoyed that. And like, I know it said that somewhere there's probably one of the best GAA documentaries. It's by a mile the best GAA documentary, and it's one of the best sports documentaries I've ever seen. Best film. I love Moneyball, and I really enjoyed Miracle.
Yeah, Miracle was a big surprise for me, as I never saw the film before. Mm. Really, really enjoyed it. Also, probably the biggest letdown looking back, probably Remember the Titans, but definitely I would say the biggest letdown was Mighty Ducks 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Mike Bassett was great. Obviously, Dodgeball. And then the two Irish films were really enjoyable as well. And Moneyball, good season.
Yeah.
Will Hunting, very enjoyable as well from a different standpoint. Yeah.
Excellent. Anything last to add before we sign off?
No, just enjoyed meeting up lads and chatting away about films. And we went a bit off in different directions at the time this year, which was really good and interesting. The guests we had on were fantastic. Really added to the show, I think.
Yeah, I think we're very fortunate just to get a difference of opinions and thoughts and stuff like that. And I suppose a lot of the people we got on as well came with a different angle from what we used to. So I suppose from my perspective, what I love about those kind of get the chance to talk to these people is you actually learn so much yourself from them, be it one or two things, but you'll always get something out of it. So I thought the guests were a great help. Yeah. Sinead,
guys.
Right. So that's it for this season. We will be back after Christmas with a whole new season. 12 more films and a couple more guests to come on. So have a nice Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody from the three of us. And we will leave it at that. Thanks very much, everybody.
See you, man.
Good luck, guys. Thank you.